Yeah, Neville here. It's Friday, July the 3rd, 2009. Mid-evening, I suppose. Dinner shortly. But I just installed a new router, a Linksys Wireless N broadband router, model number WRT160NV2-UK, that I picked up at PC World in Reading this afternoon. This is replacing a trusty Belkin router I've had for almost 3 years, and that was a wireless G plus MIMO router. Now, why did I replace it? Well, that was my perception anyway, was we were having intermittent issues with the wireless mostly, connections were being dropped frequently. The iPhone in particular, my wife's desktop Sony Vaio, which connects via Wi-Fi, it's in a different part of the house. Constant issues with that, and no matter what I did in my own troubleshooting, I concluded it potentially was the router. In any event, I felt it was a good time to replace it. This is old, there's no firmware updates, there's new, faster connectivity with the N standard that has greater reach. So I did a bit of research, hadn't figured on a Linksys, I was actually quite happy with Belkin. But I asked my Twitter buddies this morning, and the majority comment that came back was Linksys. So, looked into it a bit online and came up with this one, and went down to PC World this afternoon and talked to the bloke there. Based on that, kind of concluded they had one in stock, so fine, get it. So I did, came back here and have set it up. Now, the setup was more complicated than it should have been, I think, and a true novice probably would have been stumped, I think. Excellent wizard in terms of the steps it takes you through. I've got some photos which I'll stick up on Flickr, screenshots mostly. I decided to leave the current router connected, leave everything as is, and see if the wizard would help. And it did. It said, oh, you've already got a router. What do you want to do, replace it? It walks you through very simple steps. Very well done. Whoever wrote that application and the words and the pictures, excellent. A novice would figure that one out. Dead easy. So did that until it got right to the end where it said it couldn't identify the type of connection I had. I thought, okay, that's interesting. So I continued on for it to set up the local network, including a network-attached storage drive. I have two, actually, Buffaloes. No problem. In fact, everything was fine. And indeed, I then discovered that the internet connectivity was there after another app was installed from the CD. I've forgotten what it is now. It's like a management program that lets you manage devices on your network. And it turned out that the internet was connected. So that confusing, where it said it couldn't identify, and indeed the little icon showed no connection. Then it showed a connection, so it is connected. So I'm not sure what that was about. Then adding things like the iPhone, fine. The Hewlett-Packard OfficeJet wireless printer, a breeze. So far, every device has worked. I've just now been setting up my wife's Vaio, which has a Belkin USB wireless modem, that it's finding it, but it's not connecting. And I'm thinking, okay, fine, that's probably do a reboot and it'll work. Don't ask me why it behaves that way. Sum total, I think, overall, is that this the benefit we'll gain from this Linksys router is likely to be noticeable on its speed. For example, I noticed on the Belkin app to manage the connection, it reports the connection as excellent. That's the first time it's done that. Before, it's reported the connection as good. That's all. And it hasn't been maximum bars. Every bar's lit, so in which case the N standard is definitely has greater reach. One test for me is going to be the laptop, my own Sony Vaio laptop, down in the kitchen, which is at the far end of the house. There's at least four thick walls in between, and I always have connectivity issues there on the Belkin. Let's see if the Linksys is better. Anyway, I am pleased with this so far. I'm connected, everything works fine, and I'm now just trying to get my wife sorted out on hers. But this is it's a smart looking router, it's modern. There is a firmware update already, which I've just done. That has quite a few bug fixes, actually. Essential thing to do is check for firmware when you buy a new product like this. Anyway, I'm pleased with it. Let's see how we go.